sat on it. His face shone like lightning, and his clothing was as white as snow. The guards shook with fear when they saw him, and they fell into a dead faint.
从第一节我们读到第四节。安息日将近，七日的头一日，天快亮的时候，抹大拉的玛利亚和那个玛利亚来看坟墓，忽然地大震动，因为有主的使者从天上下来，把石头滚开，坐在上面。他的相貌如同闪电，衣服洁白如雪。看守的人就因他吓得浑身乱颤，甚至和死人一样。
Then the angel spoke to the women. Don't be afraid, he said. I know you were looking for Jesus who was crucified. He isn't here. He has risen from the dead, just as he said would happen. Come, see where his body was lying. And now go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead, and he is going ahead of you to Galilee. You will see him there. Remember what I have told you.
现在从第五节读到第七节。天使对妇女说，不要害怕，我知道你们是在寻找那钉十字架的耶稣，他不在这里，照他所说的已经复活了，你们来看安放主的地方，快去告诉他的门徒，说他从死里复活了，并且在你们以先往加利利去，在那里你们要见到他，看哪，我已经告诉你们了。
The women ran quickly from the tomb. They were very frightened but also filled with great joy, and they rushed to give the disciples the angel's message. And as they went, Jesus met them and greeted them, and they ran to him, grasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, Don't be afraid. Go tell my brothers to leave for Galilee, and they will see me there.
现在从第八节读到第十节，妇女们就急忙地离开坟墓，又害怕，又大大欢喜，跑去要报给他的门徒。忽然耶稣遇见他们，说，愿你们平安。他们就上前抱住他的。抱住他的脚拜他，耶稣对他们说，不要害怕，你们去告诉我的弟兄，叫他们往加利利去，在那里必见我。
As the women were on their way, some of the guards went to the city and told the leading priests what had happened. A meeting with the elders was called, and they decided to give the soldiers a large bribe. They told the soldiers, you must say, Jesus' disciples came during the night while we were sleeping, and they stole his body. If the governor hears about it, we'll stand up for you so you won't get into trouble. So the guards accepted the bribe and said what they were told to say. Their story spread widely among the Jews, and they still tell it today.
他们去的时候，看守的兵有几个进城去了，就将所经历的事都报给祭司长。祭司长和长老聚集商议，就拿了许多银钱给兵丁，说你们要这样说，夜间我们睡觉的时候，他的门徒来把他偷去了，倘若这话被巡抚听见，由我们劝他，保你无事。兵丁受了银钱，就照着所嘱咐的他们的去行，这话就传说在犹太人中间，直到今日。
It was the dawn of a brand new day.
那是一个全新的一天的早晨。
A day that would change the history of the world forever.
这一天改变了世界，永远改变世界。
Very early in the morning,
在很早的早晨，
just 3 days after the cruel crucifixion, death and burial of Jesus,
就在三天前，他们很残忍地钉死了耶稣，并且把他埋在这个坟墓里。
Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James,
这个抹大拉的玛利亚跟雅各的玛利亚，
headed to the garden tomb to anoint Jesus' body.
他们呢要到这个坟墓去膏耶稣，
with the burial spices that they had prepared.
他们带了香膏预备去膏这个尸体，
wanting to show their love and devotion for their rabbi one last time.
他们想最后一次对他们尊敬的拉比献上最大的敬意。
These women had given their lives to follow this radical rabbi.
这些妇女 他们一直跟随着这位伟大的耶稣，伟大的导师拉比。
This revolutionary named Jesus.
这个像革命家的人，他的名字叫耶稣。
Yeshua, Joshua.
或者约书亚。
They had followed him to Galilee and faithfully had supported his ministry.
他们一直跟随他在加利利，而且支持他的事工。
They had sought to learn his ways.
他们一直学习他的样式。
To become just like Jesus.
就像耶稣。
Loving, compassionate, and a friend to all.
有爱，有同情心，彼此相爱。
These women had remained faithful even when the 12 disciples had fled.
这些女人妇女非常忠心，即使十二个门徒都四散了。
They remained at the cross.
他们在十字架旁。
They had watched Joseph of Arimathea lovingly take Jesus' body down from the cross.
他们看着约瑟把耶稣的尸体从十字架上拿下来。
They had followed Joseph and Nicodemus to Joseph's garden tomb.
他们呢，跟随着约瑟跟尼迪姆，一直到约瑟的他自己的私人的坟墓。
Sitting at the tomb while they prepared Jesus' body for the burial.
他们在这个坟墓外坐着看，当他这些人把耶稣的尸体放到坟墓去。
And they had watched as a great stone was rolled over the entrance of the tomb.
当时的坟墓有一个大的圆的滚石，他们看着他这些人把耶稣的尸体摆进去以后，把这个石头滚过来，封住这坟墓。
The women were silent witnesses to all that had happened.
这妇女是安静的见证人。
And now they were on the way to the tomb that morning.
今天早晨，他们又再度回到那个坟墓。
Full of sorrow and grief.
他们充满了难过。
They were discussing a problem.
他们发现有个问题。
The stone.
这个大的滚石。
The extremely heavy stone that covered the entrance of the tomb.
非常重的圆滚石，盖住这个坟墓的圆滚石。
They wondered out loud.
他们很奇怪。
Who is going to help us to remove this stone?
他们本来想说，谁可以帮我们把这个石头滚开？
But as they approached the tomb,
可当他们接近坟墓的时候，
they were surprised to see that the stone was rolled away.
他们很惊讶，发现这个石头已经被滚开了。
They probably wondered.
他们很奇怪。
What in the world has happened here?
究竟怎么回事啊？
Has someone stolen Jesus' body?
是不是谁偷了耶稣的尸体？
And if they did, what are we going to do?
他们偷走了，我们该怎么办？
Probably so many things were running through their mind that day.
所以他们的心里这个反复，这不知道什么事情发生。
What they didn't know that what earlier that morning,
他们不知道的是那一天更早的早晨。
A violent earthquake had happened in the garden.
在这花园坟墓区有一个很大的震动，地震。
And an angel of the Lord had descended from heaven and rolled away the stone.
天使，神的天使从天上下来，把这个石头滚开了。
They had not been there to watch.
他们那个时候他们并没有看见。
Watch as the Roman soldiers were gripped and paralyzed by fear.
看到的是这个罗马的兵丁看到这些事情，他们都吓呆了，倒在地上。
It was on the scene that the women arrived.
这就是当时的情景，妇女们到达的情景。
Having discovered that the stone was rolled away,
他们发现这石头被滚开了。
They entered into the tomb.
他们就进入坟墓去。
And instead of encountering the dead body of Jesus,
他们当然没有看见耶稣的身体。
They encountered a brilliant and glorious angel.
他们看见了这个天使，明亮的天使。
Who said to them,
天使对他们说，
Don't be afraid, I know you're looking for Jesus, the Nazarene who was crucified.
别怕，我知道你们想找被钉十字架的耶稣，拿撒勒人耶稣。
He isn't here, he's risen.
他不在这儿，他已经
He's been raised from the dead, just as he said would happen.
就像他自己事先向你们预告的，他已经复活了，从死里复活了。
Come and see where his body was laying.
来看他原来放尸体的地方。
Inviting them in.
他请他们进来。
He said, "See for yourselves."
你自己看看。
Jesus is no longer here.
耶稣不在这了。
John tells us in John chapter 20.
约翰也告诉我们在约翰福音二十节。
That the linen cloths that were wrapped around Jesus' body were left there just as if Jesus had passed through them.
就放在那里，照原来的形状，就好像耶稣从那里出来了。
And the wrap that was around Jesus' head
那个裹头巾还是在头部的地方
was still in the shape of his head.
形状还是像耶稣的头一样
All of this proving that a miracle had taken place.
所有这些事情证实了一件事，就是奇迹发生了。
The angel of the Lord reassured these women.
所以天使，神的天使向这些妇女保证。
I know you're looking for Jesus.
我知道你们是来找耶稣的。
He isn't here.
他不在这里了。
He's risen.
他已经复活了
Just as he said,
就像他事先告诉你们的一样
On three separate occasions in Matthew,
那么在有马太福音有三节不同的地方
We see where Jesus predicted his death and resurrection.
我们看见耶稣曾经一而再再而三的预测他自己的死跟复活
Let's look at one of those passages.
我们先来看
In Matthew chapter 20,
在马太福音二十节
Starting with verse 17As Jesus was on the way to Jerusalem, he took the 12 disciples aside privately and told them what was going to happen to him. When we get to Jerusalem, he said, the Son of Man will be betrayed to the leading priest and the teachers of the religious law. They will sentence him to die. They will hand him over to the Romans to be mocked and whipped and crucified. But on the third day, he will be raised from the dead. And according to Luke chapter 24,
根据路加福音二十四章
The angel challenged the women at the tomb that morning.
那天早晨，天使对这些妇女给了他们一个挑战。
Don't you remember?
你们难道不记得吗？
Don't you remember what Jesus told you in Galilee?
在加利利的时候，耶稣已经对你们讲过了。
That the Son of Man must be betrayed.
神子必被出卖。
And handed over into the hands of sinful men.
交在罪人的手中。
And crucified.And he would rise again on the third day. And even though his disciples did not grasp the truth at the time, Jesus told them in John chapter 10, the reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life.Only to take it up again. No one takes it from me. But I lay it down of my own accord. I have the authority to lay it down. And the authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father. On that first Easter morning, the angel invited them.
天使邀请这些妇女
Come and see and believe
来看你就会相信
That Jesus
耶稣基督
Your rabbi, your master
你的拉比你的夫子
Is exactly who he claimed to be
他现在就是照他所说的在那里复活了
Remember what he told you
记得他告诉你们的吗
He told you that he would die but be raised again
他告诉你们 他会被钉死可是他会复活
Remember what he told you.
记得吗？他告诉你们的。
I have the power and authority to give my life.
我有力量舍去我的生命。
I make that choice.
我自己选的。
And I have the power and authority to raise my life again.
我一样有能力能把自己复活起来。
Don't you realize what you're witnessing today?
你今天见证的，你明白吗？
Proves that Jesus truly is Yeshua.
证实了耶稣的确是基督
The God who saves
是神来拯救的
What you're witnessing today
你今天所见证的
proves that Jesus is the great I am
耶稣就是那位自有拥有者
The Lord God Almighty
也是全能的神
The visible image of the invisible God
是我们肉眼可见的那些不那不可见的神
Jesus is God fully revealed to you
耶稣是神真正的展现给你们看的。
And as they stood in the empty tomb, Mary Magdalene and the mother of James saw for themselves the reality of the resurrection. Jesus had truly risen from the dead. What a powerful message the angel of the Lord delivered on that Easter morning. And as they were standing there, the angel said to these women, "Now go quickly and tell his disciples, he has been raised from the dead. And he's going ahead of you to Galilee. You will see him there. Don't forget what I told you. Remember what I told you." There was an urgency that morning. An urgency for those women to get the truth out as quickly as possible. The angel said, "Don't waste time. Quickly, go and share the good news that Jesus is alive." Matthew tells us that the women immediately hurried away from the tomb. They were frightened, yet they were full of joy. Realizing that they had been witnesses to an amazing miracle. And as they ran from the tomb, Jesus suddenly appeared to them. They couldn't believe what they were seeing. Can it really be him? It's Jesus, our Lord. And Jesus greeted them. He said, "Rejoice. Yes, it's me that you're seeing. Rejoice, I am alive." They couldn't hold themselves back. They ran to him and grabbed hold of his feet. This was a custom of the time. Showing love and loyalty and obedience to a king. And here was their king. They bowed down to him. Worshipping him. So thankful that they were in his presence once again. Their hearts, their minds, their souls were full of joy. We don't know what they said, but I can imagine they said something like this. "Lord, we thought you were dead. But you're alive. We believe and understand that you truly are the Messiah. The Son of God. Who came to save us." And then Jesus said, "I've got a message for you to share. Tell my brothers." Notice that he didn't call them anymore disciples. "Go tell my brothers that I love them and forgive them. Tell them that I'll see them. And we'll have a deeper relationship than we've ever had before." So in loving obedience to their risen Lord and Savior, their Master and King, these women hurried off to find the disciples and to share the greatest news the world had ever heard. Not only had these women of faith seen the empty tomb, they had seen Jesus with their own eyes. They had touched him. The living body of the living Lord. They had embraced him.
他们上去拥抱耶稣，欣然接受耶稣。
They knew that he was real.
他们知道这是真的。
And that he was alive.
他是活的。
And nothing could convince them otherwise.
没有任何其他的事情能够说这不是事实，有这么一个又真又活的主。
They had clear and convincing evidence and proof.
所以他们有非常清楚的证据来证实。
The truth had now been fully revealed.
现在真理完全被显明了。
In the 1920s and 1930s,
1920到1930年期间,
after the Communist Revolution in Russia,
在苏联的共产革命,
Joseph Stalin sent out political speakers to the towns and villages.
斯大林他们的领导他差遣了他的这个人到每一个乡村去,
trying to brainwash the people about Marxism and the Russian form of communism.
他告诉他们这个俄罗斯式的这个共产。
The people were forced to listen to the propaganda.
人民没有办法，必须听这个宣传。
They were told, "This is now what you must believe."
这是你们现在必须相信的。
And those in control,
那些控制者
made it clear to everyone,
要确定每一个人
that the churches would no longer remain open and active.
教会不将将会不再开放。
But the officials failed to realize.
可是这些官员他没有办法理解
that the truth about Jesus' resurrection
耶稣复活的事实
couldn't be easily rubbed out of the people's hearts and minds and souls
没办法把他们绑在人们的心里不再出现
In 1930
年
the communist leader Bukharin
在共产党的领导在 Bukharin 的地方的领导
He journeyed from Moscow to Kiev
他从莫斯科到基辅去
His mission was to address a large crowd.
他的目标是跟一大群群众讲话。
His subject was this.
他的主题是
Atheism.
无神论。
Marxism.
马克思主义。
Communism.
共产主义。
For 3 solid hours.
整整讲了三个钟头。
He sought to tear down Christianity.
他以为他摧毁了基督教。
He ridiculed God and Jesus Christ and Christians.
他以为他把耶稣、把基督、所有的基督教。
He tried his hardest to convert the crowd to Marxism.
说服他们放弃这些来信马克思主义。
And he told them of the glories of the Communist Party.
他告诉他们共产党是多么的荣耀。
When he was finished,
当他讲完的时候
he was exhausted.
他自己高，他已经是尽全力，已经没有力气了。
But he was satisfied.
他很满意。
I believe that I've convinced these people.
我相信我已经劝服了所有在座的。
And then he said, "Are there any questions?"
啊，有问题吗
？Here and there, people stood up and asked questions.
所以不少人就开始问他问题。
And as things came to an end,
在结束的时候
，a Russian Orthodox priest stood up in the back of the auditorium.
有一位东正教的俄罗斯的主教。
I have just one thing to say.
他说我有一件事要讲。
Christ is risen.
耶稣已经复活了。
Instantly, the crowd.
马上所有的群众
although they were aware of the retaliation that would happen
他们知道将会受到什么样的报复
gloriously shouted
他们大声的呼喊
Christ is risen indeed
耶稣真的复活了
on the day of Jesus' resurrection
在耶稣复活的那天
the priests and the religious leaders
宗教领袖跟牧师们
those who were supposed to lead people to God
那些必须带领人们到基督的
came up with a story to cover up the truth.
他们发表了一个这个掩盖遮掩的故事，一谎言。
And throughout the centuries,
几世纪以来
kings and dictators,
不少的君王跟独裁者
leaders of nations,
很多国家的领导
governments,
政府
and yes, even religious leaders,
甚至是宗教的领袖
have tried to erase,
都试着抹去这一页
and cover up and deny the reality of the resurrection.
把耶稣复活的事实给掩盖起来
But the truth remains.
可是事实是没办法掩盖的
Jesus is alive.
耶稣复活了
He is risen.
他已经复活了
He is victorious over death.
他已经得胜了，向死亡得胜了
Jamie Snyder, a pastor and the author of the book Real.
有一个书的作者 Real 的作者 Jamie Snyder 这样说
Says several years ago he purchased a large poster of the masterpiece, the Mona Lisa.
他说不久前他买了一幅这个 画是不是真的，就是蒙娜丽莎的画，微笑的画。
He purchased it for a class that he was teaching.
他把它买来呢，来用作他转讲道之用。
He also bought an extra poster of Mona Lisa just in case he messed up using the first poster in his teaching.
第一个买来的复制品以外，他又买了一个，就是如果那一幅不小心弄脏弄坏了。
Well, he didn't have to use that extra Mona Lisa.
事实上他不需要用到剩下那一幅。
So he propped her up against the wall in his office.
所以他把它摆在他办公室面向墙壁。
She was there for weeks.
摆在那里几个星期了。
At first, he didn't think much of her presence.
刚开始他没有注意到那个幅画的存在。
In fact, he liked her company.
哦，事实上他喜欢那幅画。
She was sort of nice.
那看起来多棒。
And she was so quiet.
多安静啊。
And then Pastor Jamie noticed very quickly.
那牧师 Jamie 他非常注意到。
Mona Lisa wouldn't stop staring at him.
蒙娜丽莎一直都盯着他。
When he sat at his desk,
当他坐在他的书桌前，
her eyes burned a hole through him.
蒙娜丽莎的眼睛好像看着他，等于是把他看穿了。
When he sat on his office sofa,
他坐在他办公室的沙发上的时候，
her eyes followed him.
他的眼睛跟着他转。
Every time he finished praying and looked up,
每次他祷告完的时候。
He saw her staring at him.
他看蒙娜丽莎盯着他。
Mona Lisa never stopped staring at him.
蒙娜丽莎一直都盯着他，从没停过。
Until he finally gave her away.
所以他没有办法，他必须把这幅像给别人。
Pastor Jamie said this.
Jamie 牧师这样说。
Mona Lisa is a lot like truth.
蒙娜丽莎就像真理一样。
Truth never looks away.
真理不会转过去。
You can pretend truth doesn't exist.
你可以假装真理不在那了。
You can close the eyes of your heart.
你可以把你的心眼闭起来。
You can simply turn and look another way.
你可以转过头去，别看它。
But truth never looks away.
可是真理就在那，绝不转向。
It always confronts you.
它一直面向着你，面对着你。
And it will continue to stare you in the face.
它一直盯着你。
Today the message is clear.
今天的信息很清楚。
Jesus is alive.
耶稣是复活了。
The resurrection is a reality.
复活是个事实。
It's a historical fact.
是历史上的事实。
The truth cannot be denied.
事实不能被
否认。Just like the women at the empty tomb.
就像空坟墓前的妇女们。
We too have to respond to the truth.
我们也必须回应这个事实。
Today, what will you do with the truth of the resurrection?
今天我们对着事实，我们该怎么回应呢？
And most importantly, what will you do with Jesus?
就是你该怎么样对基督呢？对耶稣呢？
We have an invitation.
我们有一个邀请。
To come and see.
来看。
The Lord Jesus is here today.
耶稣基督今天就在这儿。
He is present in this place.
今天就在这里。
And he's inviting you to come and see and believe.
他邀请你来看，来看他，来相信他。
We can't go to the empty tomb as the women did.
我们现在没有办法到那个坟墓前，就像当年的妇女一样。
But we can go to the living Word of God.
可是我们可以像用神活活的话。
And we can see the truth about Jesus in those pages.
我们可以用圣经的话，不同的篇章看到耶稣。
And we can discover that Jesus is exactly who he claimed to be.
我们发现耶稣就是他所号称的，他所宣称就是他讲的自己。
He said in John 8:58.
他在约翰福音八章五十八节这样说。
I tell you the truth, but before Abraham was born, I am.
我实实在在告诉你们，在没有亚伯拉罕的时候，就有我了。
In John chapter 11.
在约翰福音十一章的时候，他这样说。
Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life.
他说复活在我。生命也在我。
He who believes in me will live, even though he dies.
信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。
And whoever lives and believes in me will never die.
凡活着信我的人必永远不死。
In John 14 and verse 6,
在约翰福音十四章第六节，
Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life.
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
No one comes to the Father except through me.
若不是借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
I am the only way to get to heaven.
我是唯一到那到天天堂的路。
I am the only way to have a relationship with God.
我是唯一你要跟父神建立关系唯一的道路。
There is no other way.
没有其他的道路。
Because I am God.
没有，因为我就是神。
And why would you try to get to heaven in any other way?
你为什么要到天堂经由其他的路去呢？
If you're not a follower of Jesus today,
如果你还不是耶稣的跟随者，
He's inviting you to believe in Him.
他邀请你来相信他，
To place your full faith and trust in Him.
把你全部的信心摆在他身上。
Jesus loves you.
耶稣爱你。
He created you to be in a relationship with Him.
他创造你，让他跟他有一个亲密的关系。
But there's an obstacle.
可中间有一个阻碍拦阻。
Just like the stone at the garden tomb.
就像坟墓前有一个大石头一样。
And that obstacle is standing in the way of you getting to Jesus.
这个阻碍让你不能见到耶稣基督。
That obstacle is called sin.
这个阻碍叫做罪。
And sin simply is this, it's rebellion.
罪就是背叛。
It's wanting to live life your own way rather than God's way.
是按你想照你自己的方式活着，而是不是按照神的方式活着。
But Jesus removed the obstacle that day on the cross.
可是耶稣亲自把那个石头滚开，在那一天他钉十字架的时候。
He saved us from the consequences and the penalty of our sin.
他把我们从我们罪的代价中拯救出来。
The Bible says the wages of sin is death. We earn death living our own way.
圣经说罪的工价就是死。 我们因为罪有了死了。
But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
神的礼物就是永生，就是耶稣基督。
We're told in Isaiah 53 verse 5.
以赛亚书53章第五节。
He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities.
哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。
The punishment which brought us peace was on him.
因他所受的刑罚。
And by his wounds we are healed.
我们的平安，因他受的鞭伤，我们的医治。
By his wounds we are saved and made whole.
因他的鞭伤，我们得了拯救，而且我们得以完全。
You see, Jesus created us to live free.
耶稣创造我们，使我们能够自由地活着。
Free from the bondage of sin.
自由地，不受罪恶的捆绑。
Jesus created you to live a life of victory.
耶稣让我们能过得胜的生活。
A life of hope.
我充满了希望的生活。
A life of true joy and peace.
有喜乐的生活，有和平的生活。
And it's all possible because Jesus is alive.
这些能成就，就是因为耶稣复活了。
Jesus wants to give you real life.
耶稣要给你真的生命。
He loves you with an unending love.
他爱你，用无尽的爱爱你。
And Jesus is speaking to you today.
耶稣今天就对你讲话。
Come and see that I'm real.
来看我是真实的。
Trust in me.
相信我。
Give all of yourself to me.
把你所有的都给我。
So that I can give you the greatest gift that you'll ever receive.
我所以这样我就可以把你从来没有接受过的礼物，最大的礼物给你。
The gift of love,
就是爱的礼物。
The gift of myself,
就是我自己。
Today, will you hear Jesus' voice and respond to Him?
你今天如果听到耶稣的声音，而且愿意回应他的话。
If you're a follower of Jesus today,
如果你是耶稣的门徒了。
He's inviting you to go to the world and tell the good news.
他劝你们到世界去传扬这个好消息。
That we have hope,
我们有盼望。
Hope for this life and hope for the life to come.
有今生的盼望，有未来的盼望，永生的盼望。
Hope for eternal life.
有永生的盼望。
And you know, we don't have to go very far.
我们不需要到很远的地方去。
To share our faith in our risen Savior and Lord.
来分享我们的主。
When we leave this building,
当我们离开这建筑物的时候，
we enter our mission field.
我们就进入了我们的合场。
There's a vast number of people in America who don't know Jesus.
在美国仍然有很多人不认识耶稣。
They're not true followers of Jesus.
他们不是耶稣的真正的门徒。
On any given Sunday in the triangle,
在三角区任何一个主日，
a large majority of people are not in church.
大多数人并很多人并不在教会里头。
To many, Christianity is a religion.
对很多基督徒来讲，基督教只是一个信仰而已。
Full of rules and rituals.
一大堆条条框框的规条。
That's basically all they know.
他们知道的只是有这一点。
They don't know that Christianity is a relationship with a living God.
他们不知道基督教是跟活的神有真正的关系。
And that living God's name is Jesus.
这个活神，他的名字就是耶稣。
The one who loves them and wants the very best for them.
是爱他们的，是要想赐福他们的。
Both now and for eternity.
从现在直到永远。
Spiritually, our world is getting darker.
在属灵上来，我们上来讲，我们的世界今天是越来越黑暗。
Less and less people.
越来越少的人。
Know and believe in the truth of God's word.
知道并且相信神的话语。
In a recent USA Today survey.
在 USA 杂志的所做的一个调查
，The percentage of Americans who believe in God
相信神的人，美国人
，have gone from 82% in 2005
从2005年的82%
to 74% in 2013
到降到74%在2014年
，The numbers of
2013年
，and the numbers of those believing in heaven have dropped.
Living in heaven?
The numbers of those who have, believe in living in heaven.
Okay.
Believe
相信能够在天堂生活的人也数目字也下降了。
It's dropped from 75% in 2005.
从2005年的75%降到
to 68% in 2013.
2013年的68%.
And the percentage of Americans who believe in the devil and hell.
那么相信有这个罪有地狱的也是这样的
have gone from 62% in 2005
从2005年的62%降到
to 58% in 2013
2013年的58%
the United States is no longer a Christian nation
美国已经不再是一个基督教国家了
a nation that truly trusts and believes in God
一个真正信靠神的国家
，a nation that believes in the reality of the resurrection，
真正相信耶稣复活这个事实的国家
，according to the North American Mission Board，
根据北美的宣教会
，in 2004，
在2004年
，the U.S. was number 13，
美国是第十三名
，in the world，
在全世界第十三名。
For receiving missionaries, Christian missionaries from other nations.
接受基督教的传教士、宣教士来的国家。
This nation needs Jesus.
这个国家需要耶稣。
We're a pluralistic nation with many religions and many beliefs.
我们现在相信的太多了，各种不同的宗教，各种不同的神。
Just look around the triangle.
就看看我们三角地区吧。
Not only will you see churches.
你不只看到教堂
You'll see temples and mosques.
你会看到寺啊庙啊
And when you talk to people around you,
你跟你周围的人讲话
They'll say, yes, I am spiritual.
他说哎我很属灵
Yes, I'm very spiritual.
我非常属灵
But I'm not Christian.
可是我不是基督徒
We're called to shine the light of Jesus Christ.
我们是被称作耶稣的光
Into the world that we live in, into the dark world that we live in.
应该向着黑暗的世界，我们要展现的光。
We're told in 1 Peter in verse 2, chapter 2 and verse 9.
我们看彼得前书第一章二节。彼得前书二章九节。
We're told that we are chosen people.
唯有我们才是
被
拣选的族类。
A royal priesthood, a holy nation.
有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度。
A people belonging to God.
是属神的子民。
That we may declare the praises of him who called us out of darkness and into light.
只要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入光明者的美德。
Today the Lord is calling us to reach out to those in our own lives who are living in darkness.
今天神呼召我们去向那些在黑暗中的人传扬。
To reach out to those who need to know the light of the world.
去向那些需要知道光的人们传扬。
We're called to reach out to those so that they will know that Jesus is real.
我们被呼召向那些不认识耶稣不知道耶稣是事实的人传扬。
They need to know that Jesus loves them.
他们必须知道耶稣爱他们。
And offers them mercy and forgiveness and hope and real life.
给他们怜悯、慈爱、盼望跟真正的生活、生命。
Jesus doesn't call us to reach everyone.
耶稣不是要我们说向每一个人传扬。
But he calls us to reach those right where we live.
他是要我们向我们周遭的人，我们就活在这里，就在我们这里四围的人。
He calls us to reach those right where we work and go to school.
向我们一起工作的人，向我们一起读书的人去传扬。
I want to challenge you today.
今天我要发出一个挑战。
Come before the Lord and seriously ask him who he wants you to reach this week.
你向神求。主啊，你这个星期要我对谁传扬？
Who's that one person in your life right now who needs to know Jesus?
你生命中周遭哪一个人今天需要耶稣？
What will you do to show them the real love of Jesus?
你该怎么做才能向他们显现耶稣真正的爱？
Will you take time to pray for them?
你愿意花时间为他们祷告吗？
Pray that Jesus will become real to them.
为他们祷告，让他们理解耶稣是真的，已经是事实了。
Will you do whatever it takes?
你要尽全力的做。
To let them know the truth that Jesus is alive.
让他们知道耶稣是活的。
And finally today, I want to challenge you.
今天最后一个挑战。
Are you embracing Jesus?
你会欣然拥抱耶稣吗？
Is he real to you?
他是真的，你对你而言吗？
Are you bowing down?
你会不会向他跪下敬拜？
Are you worshiping?
你会崇拜他吗？
Are you holding on to him?
你会抱住他吗？
Are you passionately pursuing a relationship with Jesus?
你会非常爱他，建立一个非常亲密的关系吗？
Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 15.
保罗在哥林多前书一章十五节告诉我们。
And if Christ has not been raised,
如果耶稣基督还没有这个没有复活的话。
Then your faith is useless.
那么你的信仰是毫无用处的。
And you're still lost in your sins.
那么你还是在有罪。
In that case,
在这个情形下，
all those who have died believing in Christ are lost.
那些相信耶稣的人就白白相信了，是失落了。
And if we have hope in Christ only for this life,
如果我们只有在今生有盼望信耶稣，
we're to be pitied more than all others.
我们比所有其他的人更可怜呢。
But the fact and the truth is,
可是事实是,
Jesus has been raised from the dead.
耶稣已经被从死里复活了。
The fact and the truth remains that Jesus is risen.
事实就是耶稣已经复活了。
He is our risen Lord and Savior.
他是我们复活主，他是我们的救主。
Jesus is the King of kings and the Lord of lords.
耶稣是万王之王，万主之主。
He is the triumphant one.
他是得胜。
He is the one that will one day come back and take us to be with him forever.
他就是那位将来要来带我们跟着他一起去的。
Will you joyfully accept and embrace and fully rely on Jesus?
你会欣然接受抱住耶稣吗？
The one whose name is love.
他的名字是爱。
The one who is the lover of our souls.
他是我们灵魂，爱我们灵魂的人。
You know the greatest gift that we have.
最大的礼物我们得到的是什么？
The greatest gift that we have as believers is the presence of Jesus in our lives.
就是耶稣基督在我们的生命里。
We have the living Lord Jesus living inside of us through his spirit.
我们有耶稣活在我们里头，就用圣灵的。
We have access to his resurrection power.
我们有他复活的大能。
The power that overcame death.
战胜死亡的大能。
The power that saved us.
能够拯救我们的大能。
The power that changed us.
可以改变我们的大能。
The power that allows us to live free and victorious in Him.
可以让我们过一个自由得胜的生活。
Today, will you share the good news that Jesus is alive?
你今天愿意分享耶稣是活的这个信息吗？
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。